and welcome to Breakfast Bad. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and we like breaking bad.
Indeed we do. What did you have for breakfast today, Steph?
My mutton toast. back to the old staple. I wasn't ready to start mucking around with protein shakes this morning.
No. I had a question about that protein shake from last week.
Okay.
Well, I understand you sort of messed it up by putting too many nuts in it. Was that what happened?
Sort of, yeah. Like, continue.
Like, what did you do with the rest of it after you drank a quarter of it? Did you throw it away?
No, I literally left it on this table. And then,
but then eventually, because it's not still on the
table.
It's
not still here. I came home later on and went, I've left that protein shake there and washed it up and put it down the sink. Okay. It's just, it's completely smooth. Like, it's not lumpy. So it's just a drink that you just pour down the sink.
Okay, that wasn't the question, but yeah. I was asking about the consistency of it.
Right. Okay. Anyway.
Weirdest start so far.
I mean, what did you have for breakfast?
You just saw me eat it. I just had a piece of toast and hobnob.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, that's all I've eaten today.
Okay.
It was good though.
Mum's quite normal today. I had a bacon roll.
Okay.
That's normal.
And one of those cheese and bacon, like, puffs. Do you know those things?
That's supposed to be like a... Oh, that's not an and situation. Yeah. That's an or situation. Or, yeah. Right. Oh. You know, that's why I said both of those.
I didn't have any chocolate, though. Oh, no. I did.
What did you have?
I had some Thornton's Premier Collection.
It's a bit exclusive,
isn't it? Do you feel
like
for every meal you have to have, like, a three course?
No.
So, like, the chocolate we use as a dessert. Because I do that at lunchtime. I have dessert at lunchtime and dinner. And I wonder why.
How many desserts do you have a day?
Like, probably two. But not like a dessert as in like a thing. I just have to have chocolate periodically throughout the day.
I reckon I have a dessert like maybe twice a month.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Unless hobnobs count, in which case, like,
then,
every 10 minutes.
That's exactly what I mean. Like, I don't have, like, a key lime pie. Like, I have, like, some, like,
spotted
a flake.
Dick.
Or, yeah, well, depending on what kind of food I have, like, a flake or, like, a couple of squares of chocolate at lunch.
That's not a pudding, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay. I just have to have something sweet at the end.
I'd say I'm a bit of a chocolate or biscuit fiend of an evening.
Of an evening.
Which is the worst time, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, see, I like my biscuits in the day, and then cheese and biscuits at night.
Or chicken.
I tell you what I had last night. Like, I found some cheese, or I was making a lunch.
You found where?
I was making a packed lunch for Tom, and there was some cheese. yeah, and I had some, like, chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
And while I was making his lunch, I had, like, some cheese left over. I thought, put them together. And it was amazing. Chocolate chip cookie with cheese on top. Try that.
No.
That's my tip for the day.
That's too many in a sentence, isn't it?
Chip, cookie, cheese.
Yeah.
Sound like me. Every time I talk,
I'll never catch on.
Okay, we just watched the Jurassic Park World trailer for the first time.
Okay, it's just called Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Is it called Jurassic World?
I think so.
It's just
Jurassic World Park.
World.
Jurassic World.
All right. Okay. We just watched the Jurassic. Should we leave this bit in, or?
Yeah, carry on.
Okay, so we just watched the Jurassic World trailer for the first time. I thought you were saying, like, it's not a trailer, like, we just watched the film. That's why you confused me.
No.
Right, okay, when will they learn?
What do you mean?
The people that keep making the park.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking, come on.
But, like, it was all fine. The premise of this film is that they did learn, and they got it all under control, and, like, Chris Pratt's character, like, tames the dinosaurs, and then they genetically modify one, and, yeah, that's the...
When will they learn?
Why did they genetically modify it?
Because they're greedy buggers and they want more money. So, they said every time we have a new attraction, there's only so many new attractions you can have.
So you listened to what they were saying. I just looked at the dinosaurs.
There didn't seem to be that many dinosaurs in it.
They're quite a few.
Yeah, but it seems to be about one main sort of clever dinosaur. Is that what we're
clever
thinking?
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there was loads of dinosaurs
there
in
there. There were the raptors.
Yeah, and but what darked me out was it seemed like he trained them as like his like kind of husky wolf pack. I was like,
yeah,
you don't train a raptor, surely.
Yeah, a lot of people are really upset about that, saying that would never happen and that's ruined it.
That would never happen, though.
But,
the rest of the dinosaurs is fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, who's the guy that's in it?
Chris Pratt.
I love him. Famous?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Which
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah, I was saying that the weird thing about him is, like, when you're a new actor, you usually have to kind of struggle for a lot of stuff. But he's had two now, like, massive blockbuster CGI, like, amazing experience movies.
Well, that, what's his face? Sam Worthington. He was similar.
Was he Avatar?
Yeah, he did Avatar, but then he did, like, he was in that Terminator film that you haven't watched.
Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, and he was in quite a few, like, big ones. And then he seems to have dropped off the face of the earth.
I don't think Chris Pratt will drop off the face of the earth.
You wouldn't like
especially
that, would
not
you?
My face of the earth, no. No, because he also is really, like, well known for being generally awesome, like, as a person, everyone loves him. Him and Chris Evans, as in Captain America, not Radio 2 DJ. Like, you know, you're cool too. I like now best friends, and they did a load of promo together, and they went to like children's hospitals, and it's just lovely.
If I was, do you think Chris Evans and Chris Evans are friends in real life?
I don't know.
I don't think they've got much in common.
Yeah.
No, but if you were famous, yeah, and you were called Steph Scott, and there was like an actress called Steph Scott, you'd hit her up.
Is actually a porn actress, I think, called Stephanie Scott, which is slightly worrying. When I was younger, I used to Google my name and website find me, and like that happened, and it was just horrific. It was absolutely awful.
I used to Google mine. Like there used to be a Kev Mayer that used to play for Southend in centre midfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was at Kenilworth Road once watching Luton, and Southend got a penalty, and he took it and he missed it.
Aww.
So I watched myself.
Like real life you.
I watched myself miss a penalty. Owen, is there any other famous Owen Stevens?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
There must be. It's not really
cool. What do you mean other famous? Like there are no there are no famous.
I think I'll find out 150 plays.
I was out in Cambridge once, and there was this really, really nice doorman. I was out with Luke from the October Game,
yeah,
and he was like checking everyone's IDs as he went in, and he made a point about it. He was like Luke's surname is Williams, and he was like, Williams, you don't need to do anything, your name is sorted. You, what's your name? Nah, you need to sort your life out, mate. Bring it for the Stevens.
Why is Williams like a better name than
Stevens? Well, they have the car. I think he was talking about the car, like Williams, like it's a Formula One thing, right? Please someone tell me that's real.
Yeah, there is a Formula One car called Williams. But
yeah, I think that's what he was talking about. I think he made a bit of a car reference, yeah.
Okay.
My favourite thing about your name is that people can't help but add an S onto the end.
They add S's, they add sons, they like get it Stevenson. The wrong way around. Stevenson, yeah. Often they get it the wrong way around.
Owen Stevenson.
What, Stephen Owen?
Yeah, that's
I don't like that. That really creeps me out.
I think he's famous. He was in EastEnders.
Yeah, Steve Owen.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Not Steve Irwin. He's really famous.
Oh, Steve Owen.
Steve Owen, yeah. Steve Irwin too.
I get really, really irrationally angry if people spell my name wrong. Like, really, really grates on me. Because people spell it with an F. And I really hate
Stephanie.
It. Stephanie with an F.
Stephanie Fox.
Oh my god, I want that to be my name. No, like Steph, S-T-E-F. Or they spell, because it
that's
links
not a way
back,
of spelling it, is
yeah,
it?
Like Steffi Graf, I think people get it from that. But then it just links back to that thing we were talking about in the first one, where then it actually spells Stefani, and it really annoys me. So, like, spell it with a P-H. Oh, God. So much anger.
Did that thing again?
Oh, sorry. It's all right. It's fine. We're back.
So you're doing a Twitter thing?
Yeah, like we've sort of been going a bit crazy on the Twitters. We had Rick Witter from Shed 7 retweeting our show, which was fantastic. So thank you very much, Rick Witter.
Rick Witter.
Thank you very much, Rick Witter. Hello. We also got followed by Aaron Paul, which is amazing, and we were all very excited about that.
One of us got very excited. It was Kev, who then messaged me straight away going, Steph, Aaron Paul's following us on Twitter. And I thought, I bet it's not actually Aaron Paul. Clicked on it, and the first thing under his profile is like, this is not the real Aaron Paul. This is a parody account.
But we have messaged Aaron Paul, the real one.
Again, one of us has messaged
I've messaged Aaron Paul, and we're waiting to hear back from him, but he might be coming on the show. In fact, he's definitely coming on the show.
Don't hold your breath.
He has gone up even more in my estimation. I didn't think that was possible. He went to a brand new concert. Yes, in Brooklyn Bowl last week, and that made me love him even more because they're my favourite band.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so with all the conversations we've been having, we're trying to promote it. One of them was with Three Counties, and Kev was trying to be nice and get a way in. And it very, very quickly descended into us somehow bringing a full English breakfast to Three Counties as some kind of weird bribe to get in. But the strangest thing about the conversation was, because we're all connected on...
You can say who it is, I think.
Okay, well, it was Nick Coffer. Yeah. And he was telling us that he's quite a foodie and that he likes to write about it. And first question he asked is it good? And do I know any of you involved? And we said, oh, this is what... And Kev wrote, probably, we're all local musicians. Kev Mayer and Stephen, Steph Scott. Cool, none of you I know then.
It's a bit mean, because I definitely did a session for him. Yeah.
But my most favourite thing is, much later on, when we're asking, he's saying, so what are your day jobs? Steph's a singer, right? Literally the only one out of the three of us that isn't, so I was quite happy about that. Kev was like, you're talking to Kev, and we're the full-time musicians, me and Owen. Steph was part-time.
Wow.
I didn't write it like that.
And that's what I mean, over a message, it's really hard to tell. So anyway, yeah.
That's definitely how you meant it.
But he's like, well up for us going on the show, I think, and like, he's told us who he meant as producer, but we've got to bring him some food, haven't we?
Yeah, it was really awkward because Kev was talking to him and it was popping up on my phone because I'm also connected to it, so I took over the conversation at one point.
Yeah.
So it was a bit, I think it's, but we didn't tell him that, so it's a bit of a strange one. No. I started talking about brownies, of course I did. But anyway, yeah, that was exciting.
The food.
Yeah. But yeah, so Twitter has done us well, I think, last week.
And we're well excited if we do get to go on that show.
Yeah.
But we'll have to go on as comedians, not musicians. That's a bit frightening, isn't it?
I'm not going on as a comedian.
What, you're not going on as a musician? What are you going on then, as a food critic?
I might go. The last time I was on Free Counties, they had an amazing radio feature, which was speed stacking.
Oh, yeah. Tom does that. It's amazing.
On the radio?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, it's a really weird thing to have on the radio.
Yeah, New Year's Day, they had... It was absolutely incredible to watch. I was lucky because I was in the studio. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Like, but it was like he was on Fast Forward. Like, it was amazing.
And, explain what speed stacking is, if anyone doesn't know.
So I didn't know what it was. It's where you get these cups, and he did explain it was like the UK, and he was like a world record holder, like under 16 champion or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you get either 6 cups or 9 cups, and you have to build them into towers and then down again. So you build like either 2 towers of 3, or like 3 towers of 3, and then a massive tower of like a big pyramid.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just do it really quick, and it literally took him like 2 seconds. He had this timer thing, and it'd be like, that was basically it on radio.
I was going to say, I can vouch for that, because we were listening, and I was like, oh, okay, this could work, or it couldn't, and that is all the noise you heard. But you could hear them saying, like, oh, it's amazing in the studio. I was like, I'm sure it is. But...
Was Nick Coffer on that show?
No, I did a show for him outside Hitchin Swimming Pool, which sounded like it was going to be a massive, like, pool party. I was expecting, like, to be, like, kind of, like... Usher type, like Nelly or something like that, and absolutely pissing it down with rain.
Oh,
it was me and him and some Morris dancers under an umbrella.
No!
And he asked me to sing him some Bruce Springsteen, which I did. I can't believe you forgot all about me.
Oh. Maybe it was the rain that dampened his mood.
Perhaps he's getting you confused with Owen Stevenson that he had on the show.
Or Stephen Owen, you know.
Stephen, you're that guy from EastEnders, right?
The other thing I really liked about that New Year's Day show that you did was that man that came on and talked about his sausage casserole for about 20 minutes.
It was New Year's Day, so like shit was getting crazy, and like it turned out that when they went to the news at 1:30, the news team had gone home.
So there is no news.
There was a little bit of radio silence, and then they had the idea of, well, the listeners can call in and tell us about their news. And rather than talking about current affairs, this man, like, he talked about his sausage sauce, this casserole, for, like 20 minutes?
Literally every ingredient, how long he was stirring it for. He was looking out the window, and he could see that some clouds have come over, but it's still quite sunny. Like, well, I was just like, why is it... You know, it's kind of one of those things where, a bit like Office, like, or Extras, like it could be awkward and funny, and then it just kind of went on. Sometimes a bit like our podcast. People don't know when to stop.
It was kind of like being on the Alan Partridge show. So hopefully it can be like that.
Yeah, I'm well up for that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we could definitely bring him in some bread. He wants some bread, didn't he?
He wanted to go from Quotidien, didn't he?
Yeah,
the best bakery in Hitchin.
What did you just say?
Quotidien.
Is that a word?
It's a bakery in Hitchin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's lovely. Yeah. It's really, really, and that was what I said to him. Their brownies are amazing. So if you haven't been, go.
Are we doing adverts now? Brilliant.
No, but I'm just...
What's it called again?
Should we write a jingle?
Quotidien. But I don't know if I'm saying it right. Well, if I'm not saying it, I'm sure it's Quotidien.
Quotidien.
And...
What's that got to do with bread?
Because they're a bakery.
Yeah, but that name, like... Oh, I would have called it, like, The Bakers.
Because then, you'd like, you're never going to convince... Yeah, you're never going to convince you going to The Bakers, which one? Like, you never...
The Bakers.
The only Bakers worth going to. I feel a bit like we've heavily advertised them now.
That's fine. Okay. They can send us some bread. We can take it to Nick.
Yeah, okay, done.
We could do some ads.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we talk about this now?
If you just do an advert now, if you just did an advert now, then you'll probably get sent some stuff.
I don't know if that
works. So if you're like you, I'd be like, what would you say? Baseball hats! Blah, blah, blah! And then you might get some baseball caps.
Yeah, again, I think that might be a bit like The Bakers. Like, who's going to take it upon themselves to send me a baseball hat?
What would, if you could, I was going to say, with bacon, what would you advertise for? I don't know what I'd advertise for. Strange chocolate.
Strange chocolate.
I think you've just done the bakery one, the Quotidien.
Yeah, I'd be happy if they sent me some.
I think that's your quota.
Yeah. Oh, I can do a link here. So talking about deliveries, this morning, something really awkward happened to me. Just as I got out of the shower, I heard like a really jaunty knock on the door, and I was like, who the hell is that?
Is it Kevin Rowan?
Yeah, they must know, it's time. And I missed one of Will's packages yesterday. So just a delivery, and I thought, crap, I've got to make sure I'm here for the next one. So I chucked on like 2 towels, one for the head, one for the body. You can probably don't do that as your boys, and ran down the stairs. And there was a delivery postman there, but he's not the usual one, who I get on with quite well anyway. So well, I was like,
Oh, it's Chow Steph again.
No, I've never answered the door like that.
Got your package.
He's always really friendly and we talk. And anyway, so I opened the door and I was like, quite awkward anyway, because obviously our house goes like straight onto the street. And he turned around and he was like, oh, hello. And I was like, oh, hi. And he went, I've got the knack of getting people just as they get out of the shower at the moment. I was like, well, it is that first thing in the morning. That's probably why. And he said, but you know what? And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, God.
You're the
like,
best looking one.
Down. Literally, he was like, I've seen two men and an old woman. And I was thinking, I really wish I had a nice, pretty young girl. And I was like, thanks. Wow. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. So then I like tightened my arms around my towel and like tried to take this package without moving. And then he's like, well, you have a lovely day. I know I will. Jauntily walked up. It was
massive erection.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
But then another postman came later and I was dressed and I saw him. And I was going to tell him the story, but then I was like, no, we're not that close. I've just told it to however many people will listen to that.
140 and counting.
Yeah. But yeah, that was horrible.
I haven't got any stories about postmen.
No, I haven't either. All
I thought just you're generally embarrassing yourself.
I remember... No.
You've definitely got embarrassing stories. You embarrass yourself like almost daily, don't you?
Cheers, mate.
No, yeah. Either yourself or others.
I mean, generally... What are you laughing at, you idiots? I don't have much luck with text messages because of autocorrect. Probably my worst ever one was someone asked me for a gig once. I hadn't met her before. And I texted her back, like, saying, yeah, come down the George on Thursday. And I sent it, and then what actually came out as, I'll see you down the George on Thursday, sugar tits. And I'd never met her, so that was a bit of an awkward one.
But is it not worrying that you have sugar tits in your phone to be autocorrected to?
Yeah, but it's only because, like, I would have said it to Owen or Reese. Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't have been to a girl.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so things like that happen to me all the time.
You do it to me all the time, and then I think if I don't text back fast enough, you pretend it's an autocorrect issue. Like when you called me babes the other day.
Oh, yeah, that and was then, awful.
And then, like, about 10 minutes
because I meant to call you baby.
Yeah, except just there, yeah. So you don't help yourself with your autocorrects.
Yeah, whereas babes I would have been saving for Owen. Or yeah. Reese again.
Sugar tits and babe. I'm sure that's what they love to be known as.
Yeah. What about you? Have you got any? Oh, you had a really funny one where you phoned someone up, didn't you?
What do you mean?
About your... you were trying to get insurance.
Yeah. I don't know if it counts as the same kind of... I basically... I had a really long conversation with... It's difficult to get insured on your car when you're a musician. Like, when you go on, like, Go Compare and stuff like that, and compare the market and all that stuff, like, they have a section for musician classical or musician amateur. Mm. And I don't necessarily feel like any of these. But anyway, I was insured, and I had some issues, like, with the car and stuff. And I was trying to get you insured on it, actually, wasn't I?
Yeah.
That was it. I was away, and you were driving my car, and I wanted to get you insured.
Yeah.
And I called them up and, like, was given all your details, and he was like, what does he do for a living? I was like, he's a musician. We don't insure musicians. Well, I'm a musician, and you insure me. You're a what? We've got you down. We've got you down as a teacher. Yeah, I'm a teacher. I'm going to need to get my manager to call you back.
Oh, no.
So they were calling me back, and then I had to convince them that, oh, no, I'm a music teacher. That's definitely what I do. So what are you doing now? I'm away teaching. And then this went on and on and on. And then eventually at the end of the thing, like, all right, well, we'll send you your new policy details and stuff. So what's your email address? I'm Stephen Music. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it is annoying being a musician to try and get insured on stuff, because they just think that you're all out drinking alcohol and staying up late.
Making podcasts all day.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's like, if you're driving a car, like, you're driving a car, it's safer to drive at night anyway, I always find, because there's not so many cars on the road.
To hit you.
Yeah.
It's just probably worrying if, like, other cars being on the road is a problem. Yeah. You've been driving for a while.
Yeah,
like, just avoid them.
But I personally, like, driving at night, I'd much prefer it to driving in the day, like...
Yeah, I think so. I think people are a lot more mistakes are made in the day because they're rushing and they're
I think it's like... No, I reckon the amount of people that are on the road compared to the amount of accidents, which I've got nothing to base this on, but I reckon like there's much more people on the road in the day and there are probably more accidents. But if you were to take the ratio of how many accidents there are at night by how many less people there are.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying here? Because I can't explain anything.
I see what you're saying. You're saying...
I reckon ratio-wise, more accidents happen at night. Due to tiredness and drunkenness.
Yeah.
And this is a dark system. How do we get into this?
It's too much embarrassing ourselves. I can tell you one that I did when I worked at HMV. So a man came in who I knew from around where I lived and I was terrified of him. He was quite a character, shall we say. And we used to have an option on our system to search for something and just type it in, it tells you if you've got any in stock. And he came over and he bought like a load of war films, and I was like, oh God, I was really scared while I was serving him. I'd seen him strangle someone with a chain once, like down the park. It's terrifying.
What?
And
why is that not the story?
And and he said, he said, have you got, and I didn't quite catch it. So I asked again and I couldn't hear it. And I was like, this is the last time. I was like, sorry, what was that? And have you got, and I thought, oh God. So I just pretended, we used to do this, pretended to type it into the system, just typed a load of crap in because he couldn't see the computer. I went, no, sorry, we don't have any in stock. And he gave me this really weird look and turned around like, and just kept staring at me and then left. And one of my friend Heather came up to me, she said, did you hear what he said to you? And I said, no. He said, do you have a sister called Elaine? And I went, obviously I do. And I went, no, sorry, we don't have any in stock. What an idiot. Like, and then he came back in once, so I had to run out and hide. Because the worst thing was, like, he obviously knew who I was, so he probably tells stories about me, this crazy girl that works in HMV.
Has to look up her family tree on their system.
I also once accidentally did that thing where I said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud. Like, it was Christmas and it was really busy, and when I worked at HMV, like, I was the music girl, I was the CD girl. And somebody from like across the shop shouted to me and said, oh, do we have, like, let's just say it was Ed Sheeran. And at the same time, I was serving somebody and I mixed it up. So I literally turned my head and went, oh, it's under S. Do you want a bag? Screamed it in their face. And they like went, whoa. I'm so sorry. Like, so I put all their stuff in a bag and gave it. And now Heather always screams, do you want a bag, in my face. Oh, hence why I don't like customer facing jobs too much.
So one of the worst ones I ever did, I sort of almost robbed an off licence once by accident. Like, I was in a queue waiting to buy some cigarettes, and they were £6.59, so it was probably like 10-15 years ago, I guess. £6.59. So I was in the queue, I was thinking, £6.59, that's what they are, they're £6.59. I had my money in my hand. I went up, I meant to say, can I have 20 Super Kings, then give them the money, but I actually went up and went, can I have £6.59, please? And they just looked at me like, what? I was like, oh no, hang on. got that all mixed up.
That's the worst robbery I've ever had. Please may I have just an exact amount of change.
If I'd have got that money, I would have just bought some cigarettes with it.
Yeah. Oh dear. But so we're good at embarrassing ourselves, I think.
Big time. Breakfast bear. Okay, so what's that thing called?
The Hadron Collider.
And it uses what?
Magnets.
Yes, bitch! Magnets! Oh!
What does it do?
I still don't understand.
It creates like antimatter, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, well, I remember when they first turned it on, that guy from James, was he from James?
The band?
Yeah.
What's he got to do with it?
Wait, you know, you're not talking about...
Dream.
Yeah, you were talking about Brian Cox.
Yeah, he's got something to do, hasn't he? But basically,
he's a scientist.
I think he goes to it, or he lives at it, or something. Or
he lives at the collider.
He either lives there, or he like looks like he's like a caretaker.
Are you talking about? It's just how I can picture in my head someone that sings about sitting down, or someone that sings about things
someone
only
that plays
getting better.
On a keyboard.
It's the guy that
is now the man that might have ended the world.
Yeah,
yeah.
He sings about things that can get really get better. But he's I don't know if he's in charge of it, but he definitely goes to visit it.
Okay. Like, a sick relative.
Yeah, and like it's basically this big machine that they want to...
They collide particles.
Yeah, they wanted to recreate the Big Bang, because then they can find out... I don't know what they
that
can find
That sounds
out.
So irresponsible.
It does sound a bit stupid.
They are guided around the accelerator ring by a strong magnetic field maintained by superconducting electromagnets.
Yeah, bitch! Magnets!
Learned that off the top of my head, didn't I?
But there's some more news about it recently, because they've done something that they said could create a parallel universe.
I reckon you read this on, like, either The Sport or, like I don't know.
The
like
same
April
place
Fool's
that you
Day.
Found out that teleporting has already happened.
No,
with
like,
an apple
honestly,
or
like, we'll do some more research, but I read, and I read it on, like, three or four different sites that they've done something
Such
with that
liar.
Thing. I'm not a liar. I've read it on three or four different sites.
Okay.
All of them reputable, like Guardian and stuff like that. And it had quotes from scientists saying that what we've done now, we've created something that, like, in theory, could prove that parallel universe exists.
Quote, I am scientist.
So what do we think about that, a parallel universe?
Yeah, you wouldn't know about it, would you? Like, it's...
Isn't there a general theory that, like, there are five other parallel universes at the same time, and you just have absolutely no idea
just five?
About it? Yeah. Oh, no, the theory is that there's five other people in the world doing exactly the same thing as you are.
Because five is a really specific number.
Yeah, I know.
Like, in a world of infinity, like, five. Just this many.
Like, doing and thinking and just everything is exactly the same.
What, so there's another Steph Scott?
No, it wouldn't be me. No. But, yeah, I did, like, in a parallel universe, you would be white, small, and...
I'm black.
No, because you're red. Aren't you? Like, very pale. You'd look like me. And I'd have straight
So what
hair.
You're saying is, in a parallel universe, you guys would just be switched sides.
And you're like the anomaly that would be exactly the same.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what it works. Like, I think it's in a parallel universe where, like, say...
Oh, it's not an opposite universe, is it?
No, it's opposite. It's like... It's not opposite. No, they do get on anyway. That's a popular misconception.
I don't know.
They do.
Sometimes
they do. In a parallel universe, isn't it? Like, 20 years ago, like... I went to get on a train and I missed the door, like that film.
Like Sliding Doors. I love that film.
I haven't seen
it. It's pretty miserable.
Yeah, it is. I just really like the idea of it.
Yeah, isn't that the thing? Like, every decision you make, like, if you'd have made the opposite decision, then...
Like the butterfly effect, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
That freaks me out as well. I don't like it.
Don't like it. Make it stop.
That Sliding Doors, like, I think it's such a negative emotion to put out in the world. Like, you can make all of these really positive changes and everything's going to be great. No, wait, you're going to die.
Yeah, okay.
I think it sends out the wrong message.
See, I
think, like, good decisions and good choices and just being nice should be rewarded.
So you believe in karma?
Yeah.
Okay. I get that, but I don't necessarily think it does always happen, which makes me quite sad.
Yeah, but, like, I like to not think about it not happening. And, like, a film like Sliding Doors puts it out there in your face, you know?
One of my friends has a theory to life, which is... never expect anything and then you'll never be disappointed.
No, that's a really negative
And I don't agree with it. I don't think that's good because you should experience the highs and the lows. Otherwise, you just go along at this kind of...
Yeah.
Being friends with you two, I could never expect anything. Otherwise, I'd be constantly disappointed.
Oh, that's a bit
I'm joking. It's
you fine. Can expect lateness and breakfast.
Two of my favourite things. I'm always late, so it's fine.
So what do you think you'd be in the parallel universe?
I guess...
Let's try and work out what it actually means, right? So they've created this parallel universe. So we'll imagine...
I don't think they have.
You don't think they have?
No.
You don't think they have created a parallel universe?
What's going on with your hair?
I don't know.
It's trying to make a parallel universe in your hair over there.
Sorry.
I think... No, because the whole infinity thing and the whole, like, parallel universes and all of these theories that they're never going to prove, if you can't prove it... It's and that the whole bullshit about the teacup on the back of the sun. Do you know about that?
What?
The teapot, like, so some... I think it was a guy that was trying to... I think he was dissing religion. And his, like, thing about it was, I'm telling you that around the other side of the sun, there's a teapot. And he was like, you can't prove that it's not there, so therefore it is. And he was, like, comparing that to the whole religion thing.
Right.
There isn't a teapot on the back of the sun. And I think...
Well, you'd see the spell.
I don't know. It's not massive. It's not like a sun-sized teapot. Oh, right. It's just a normal one.
Okay.
But it's not there.
How did it get there? Did he put it there?
Well, like, it's a theory. I don't like theories that you can't prove. I'm a man that believes in, like, believe what you can see.
So I'm intrigued to know your theory on it. So, like, afterlife, ghosts,
don't ask me about
like
religion. No, I don't believe. I wouldn't ever question anyone that does believe in things like that. I think whatever it takes to make you be a good person is good. But if I haven't seen it, then I don't believe in it.
Okay.
I haven't been to South America. I know that. but no, I think with things that, I just think I don't believe in that side of it.
Do you believe in ghosts or UFOs?
No, that's what Steph just asked. I don't.
Listen.
Sorry. I was looking at you like deep into your eyes.
Nah, not really. Owen. No, I don't believe in.
What, UFOs?
No.
I love the UFOs.
I was going to say, you clearly do, because
I
you're
do
quite...
love the UFOs. I don't like the ghosts. I think that's rubbish, but the UFOs...
I watched a film called The Fourth Kind ages ago, and the premise of the film is set out... It's got Mila Jovovich in it, and it's set out as if it's all true, saying that it's got, like, parts of a documentary and, like, real footage and everything. And I believed it for ages, because it said so, and then I watched it with Will. I was like, you've got to watch this. Like, it's really changed my mind. I really believe in, like, aliens and stuff like that. Of course, he googled it straight away and went, "Yeah, it's all fake."
Yeah,
like,
just other actors, weren't they?
Yeah, completely crushed.
Did you believe in the Blair Witch?
No, I didn't believe in that.
I hated that film. I went to the cinema to see that film. Like, the thing is with that film, it was like a internet sensation because it was like all released on the internet in little drips and drabs beforehand, so people watching it thinking it was real.
Did the internet even exist then?
Huh? Yeah. And then I went to see it at the cinema, knowing all that, and it was just rubbish. It was just like a bunch of kids running away from twigs. basically.
My problem
it was good, man.
Is with stuff like that is I'm really, really gullible. So if someone tells me something's true, I usually believe it. So then when like they set up a film like that and you get all excited and then it's not.
Yeah.
Just like so as you know, you've got a long lost relative which died recently, and they've got their
$4 million.
If you send me your account details,
I'll
talk about like redistributing this $4 million love to you.
I'm not gullible with things like that, but if somebody I trust tells me that something has happened, I will believe them, and I generally trust them.
I love those emails. What would happen if you'd like spoke to the people? Like, cause I never even emailed back.
Did you not see that?
What do you mean you know? No, no one does. Don't
but
you
like,
know
what
about?
Would happen if you did?
No, somebody did the other
You'd
day.
Get scammed.
They emailed them back, like
correcting all the grammar.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Correcting all the grammar and like pointing out, but they never got anything back. Just sad.
I wouldn't mind
it's not like a quiz. The real quiz is if you email them and correct the grammar, then they actually send you the money. Shit, this guy replied. Here you go.
Yeah.
So you don't think they'd send you the money?
But it does. It's like a lot of people, like at work, obviously working with older people, they fall for like mail scams and stuff all the time. And I think there are people out there that fall for it. Or like you read in the paper, like I sent my foreign lover like £4 million because they said they were sick. Like, I think it's a type of...
So I got one the other day from Microsoft saying that my inbox is full. And I'm
not Microsoft with a PH.
Microsoft. Microsoft. saying that my inbox is full because I'm so paranoid about all those things.
Your inbox probably is full.
Yeah, well, it's got 18,000 emails in it.
That's pretty full. Why do you need 18,000 emails?
Because I never delete any.
Why?
Because I like to reminisce.
God.
You look so angry.
You like to reminisce about, like...
About people trying to scam you.
You definitely haven't been sent, like, personally sent 18,000 emails. I reckon, like, 17,940 of those are probably from, like, ASOS.
Yeah.
ASOS.
Remember when Hungry Horse had a good deal on there? Oh, wonderful. What a great day.
Coupon.
But, I mean, I've got out of the habit of deleting things for years. And, like, now it's full. Well, Microsoft say it's full, and it said click this link. But I'm too scared to click that link, so I'm having to go through and delete things now.
Good. That's probably
just
a good
in case. Just in case it's not the real Microsoft.
No, because they'll always address you by name and.
Call up Bill Gates and ask him personally.
I haven't got his number.
Idiot.
Do you know Bill Steve G. Jobs Mott. didn't let his kid have iPads?
Who?
Steve Jobs.
Didn't he?
No, he wouldn't let them have iPads because he doesn't think it's good for them.
Wow.
Yeah, he makes them, and because like Bill Gates famously like isn't leaving his kids money, is he?
No.
Him and maybe Steven Spielberg.
Does that mean
charity.
It's kind of up for grabs? And if you're really nice to him,
you could be his little child. You could go over there. I think that could work.
Wasn't there a story about Bill Gates where he
probably a few?
His son was in a. Well, he went into a restaurant, and he gave like a 15% tip at the end, and the waiter said to him because I thought he was going to get a massive tip, and he said, "Your son was in here last week and like left." Like a $100 tip. He's like, that's because he's the son of a millionaire, like rather than being an actual millionaire. Harsh.
That's deep.
I always like that thing as well about there was all that always that story of him, if he drops some money, it costs him more to bend down and pick it up.
What does that mean?
It means that he earns.
His time.
If he drops $10, he earns more than $10 in 4 seconds. So for him to bend down and pick it up,
it's not worth
it's cost him.
Do
more.
You reckon he wipes his bum with money?
I don't know. It's just weird, isn't it? He's got that much money that it would take him, like, it's not worth him picking it up.
No one's going to stand there and charge him to pick it up, though, is it?
No.
And then he'd have double the money because he picked it back up.
Yeah, I think your concept is flawed.
It's not my concept, it's a thing that people say.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I think that's the end of us listening to what people say and trying to work it out.
Okay.
Let's
never listen to anyone again.
No, but like that's basically what I've got from this. I mean, if you can't prove it, I mean, doesn't want anything
yeah,
to do
I'm
with it.
I'm not interested.
Like, yeah.
You believe in like Hitler and stuff? I don't mean in that way.
I don't believe in what he what he was aiming for necessarily.
But you believe he was existing?
Well, of course he. That's a proven fact.
But there's no one. Like,
there's a difference between history and, like, unproven theories, yeah. Isn't there?
I always find it a bit weird, like, when all the people, that, like, say the First World War, there's probably not that many people left now that were in it. But when those people are dead, it's like everything from then on is, like, just hearsay. Like,
well, no,
all of
it's
history.
Documented with pictures and...
Yeah,
like,
but, like, you know, I could draw some pictures.
I don't think they've been making
well, surely,
history
surely, like, you could extend that further and everything, just everything is all hearsay. Like, because you're never still in the moment, are you?
No. Like, that's why, like, history I find so confusing. Like, things like Henry VIII and stuff. Like, you know, did he have 8 wives? We don't really know.
Oh.
He didn't have 8 wives anyway, did he? He had 6.
Well, yeah. It's kind of, yeah, I don't know, because it's definitely like, you know, it happened. But if you think about it, I suppose, in the way that the media today make up stories about people and like exaggerate things,
yeah.
Maybe that happened back then. Yeah. Maybe he was just quite a friendly guy, didn't really have six wives.
Yeah.
I think he did, though, didn't he?
I think,
but if there's no one alive to say, oh, yeah, that definitely happened, then you don't really know, because all media is propaganda, isn't it? So, yeah, it's weird.
Right, done.
And that bombshell.
Okay, you've been listening to Breakfast Bad.
You looked at me.
I thought you were going to say something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, that was just really like abrupt.
Yeah. Okay, you do it. You do the roundup.
Have you had a nice time?
I've had a lovely time.
Have you had a nice time?
I've had a wonderful time.
Okay, and I give you permission to do a bit of wrapping up.
Wrapping?
Yeah. Do some wrapping.
We'll finish it with a wrap.
The big red wrap.
You said rap, yeah. I'm not rapping, if that's what you're thinking. Okay. Right. You can contact
even
us.
Even his ending is long.
You can find us on, oh, I can't remember any of the things.
breakfastbad@outlook.com, Twitter @breakfast_bad, Facebook search Breakfast Bad, Audio Boom search Breakfast Bad. It's all quite simple.
And we're quite excited because on Audio Boom we're on like the trending artists now, which is massive for us, and we're putting everything on iTunes this week, so gonna go through the roof, guys.
I think so.
Cool.
Okay,
until next time.
Bye.